Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a king who had 12 daughters, and each was more beautiful than the next. All the girls slept together in one enormous room. Their beds were side by side, and at the foot of each bed lay their shoes. Every night, their father, the king, would lock their door after they went to sleep, and every morning, when he returned to open it, he would see their shoes were worn out from dancing. No one could figure out how this had happened. It was a mystery. One day, the king proclaimed that anyone who could discover where the girls danced at night should be offered the chance to make one of the princesses his wife and become next in line to the throne. But whoever did come forward and had not discovered the girl's secret within 3 days and 3 nights' time would be banished. Not long after the proclamation, a prince arrived and offered to solve the mystery of the girls dancing. He was welcomed and a banquet was thrown in his honour. That night after the feast, the prince was led into a room that adjoined the princess's bedchamber. He was to follow them and see where they went and where they danced. The door of their room was left open so that the prince could see them and the girls could not sneak away in secret. After a short time, the prince's eyelids grew as heavy as lead, and soon he was asleep. And when he awoke in the morning, the girls' shoes were there, lined up at the foot of their beds, worn out with holes from dancing. The same thing happened the second and third nights, and so the prince was banished from the land. Many came after him, but none ever succeeded, and fewer tried still until there was not a single soul left willing to undertake the task. But one day, months later, a soldier who had been wounded in battle and could no longer serve in the army found himself on the road to the king's palace. He passed an old woman who asked,
"Where are you headed, soldier?"
"I haven't quite decided yet," he replied. "Part of me thinks I should try to discover where the princesses dance holes into their shoes and then become a king."
But he was really only joking, for everyone knew this was an impossible feat.
"Ah,"
said the woman,
"that is not so difficult. Just remember not to drink the wine served to you, and later on pretend to be asleep."
She pulled a cloak out of her bag and handed it to him.
"When the time comes, wear this," she told him. "If you do, you will be invisible, and then you can follow the girls."
"Well, I thank you, madam."
With this, the soldier decided to go to the palace. When he arrived, he was brought in front of the king, where he announced himself as a suitor. He was well received. The royal dressers cleaned him up, trimmed his hair and his beard, and dressed him in a fine suit. The soldier was quite handsome. That evening, he was led into the bedchamber next to the girl's room. Just before he was about to go to bed, the eldest of the 12 brought him a cup of wine. But what she did not know was that the soldier had tied a sponge under his chin. And so when he held the cup to his lips, he let the wine run down his beard into the sponge and did not drink a drop. Then he lay down in bed, and after a few minutes had passed, he began to snore very loudly, as if he were in a very deep sleep. The princesses heard him and laughed.
"Silly man," said the eldest.
Her sisters giggled.
Then they all got up, opened their wardrobes, and brought out dressers, one for each of them. They dressed and rejoiced at their imminent departure. Then the youngest said,
I see you are all so happy, but I feel something is odd. Misfortune is most certainly about to find us. Oh, sister, how you do worry. You're always frightened, said the eldest. Do not forget how many sons of kings have come here in vain. I pondered not even giving that soldier the sleeping potion, for he probably would not have awakened anyway. When the 12 were ready, they checked the soldier and watched him for a moment. He looked quite peacefully asleep, and so the girls felt quite secure. He is quite handsome, is he not? The eldest remarked. Her sisters nodded. Quite handsome indeed, sister. The eldest smiled and said, I wonder if he can dance. One of her sisters replied, I wouldn't care to find out. Let us hurry or we shall be late. The eldest nodded and led the way back into the girl's room. She went straight to her bed and tapped it twice. Suddenly, it sank into the earth, and one after the other, the girls descended into the opening. The soldier saw all of this. He threw on his cloak and followed the youngest, who went last. Halfway down the steps, the soldier got a bit too close and stepped on the youngest's dress. Oh! She screamed. Who is that? Who is pulling my dress? Don't be ridiculous, said her sister. You must have caught it on a nail. When they reached the bottom of the stairs, the soldier found himself standing in a beautiful avenue of trees, all of which had leaves of silver that glistened in the moonlight. Well, I must take a token with me, thought the soldier. So he snapped off a twig from one of the trees. The youngest princess cried out again. Did you hear that? Something is wrong. The eldest shook her head. Sister, it is but the wind snapping the branches to and fro. Stop your worrying. We should be rejoicing, for we have kept our secret once again. The girls resumed their journey and the soldier followed. They turned onto another avenue of trees, this time with leaves of gold. And shortly after came another where the trees had leaves of diamonds. The soldier snapped a twig from each avenue, and each time he did this, the youngest princess jumped in terror, but said nothing to her sisters, for they would not listen to her anyway. Finally, they came to a great lake, where there were 12 princes waiting by 12 boats. Each prince took one princess with him. The soldier followed the youngest and seated himself next to her. Her prince said,
Well, I cannot guess why the boat is so much heavier today. I shall need to row with all my strength if we are to get across.
Perhaps your arms are tired tonight, dear prince. On the opposite side of the lake stood a big, beautiful castle that was brightly lit. There was music coming from within, bells, trumpets, and kettle drums. It looks like a dream, the soldier thought to himself. When they reached the dock, they climbed out of the boats, walked up the hill, and went into the castle. Each prince took the hand of the girl he loved, and they all began to dance. The soldier danced with them, although no one could see him. And whenever any of the princesses had a drink in their hand, he would sip it down to the last drop, so when they put the glass to their lips, it would be empty. Only the youngest was alarmed by this, but the eldest would tell her each time, Hush, you're driving me mad. The princesses danced until 3 o'clock in the morning when their shoes were worn with holes. The princes rowed them back across the lake. This time the soldier seated himself next to the eldest. Once they were safely across, the girls took their leave of the princes and promised they would return the next night. When they reached the staircase that led into their bedroom, the soldier ran ahead of the girls. He took off his cloak so he could once again be seen, and then he got back into bed. By the time the girls entered, he was so soundly snoring, they were all reassured. We are safe, they said. And then they began to ready themselves for bed. The next day, the soldier said nothing, and so again that night,
He followed them and watched as they danced until their shoes were worn out and they were forced to return home. Everything was done just as it had been the first time. And on the third night, he took a golden cup with him as yet another token of proof. When the king sent for the soldier the next morning, the princesses listened from the other side of the door.
"Where have my daughters danced their shoes into pieces each night?" the king asked.
The soldier replied,
"In a castle, in a land deep under the ground, and 12 princes to escort them."
The soldier told the king every detail of where and how the 12 princesses spent their evenings. He showed him the 3 twigs and the golden cup. The king was furious. He summoned his daughters. When they entered, the king asked the soldier to repeat himself.
He obeyed, and when the soldier finished, the king asked the girls, "Does this man speak the truth?"
The 12 knew they had been found out. They knew that there would be no point in lying. And so they told the truth. The eldest stepped forward and said, "What he says is the truth, Father."
"Well, I have promised that anyone who could find this answer be rewarded by becoming next in line to the throne. Such a thing would require one of you taking him as your husband. Do any of you think him worthy?"
Every one of the 12 looked down. None wanted to wed the soldier. Except the eldest. She stood in front of him and looked him in the eye. "Would you love and honour me?" she asked.
"I would," he replied.
"And would you dance with me until my shoes were worn with holes?"
"Every night of my life."
And so the soldier and the eldest of the king's daughters were married that very same day. The celebration was the grandest there had ever been, and all 12 princesses danced until their shoes were worn out. And they lived happily ever after. The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath and close our eyes so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.